Who the hell is Jana Kramer?
Google it. Well, I would say you won't be disappointed. You won't care. Bergman, you will not be disappointed.
Oh, she's a pretty girl.
Yes. Very attractive.
And she's got a Hallmark
movie. I do not
know
who Jana. I've looked her up before. She's very attractive.
And May, sadly, her husband had a sex addiction. So she had to break up with him.
I think I've got that, too.
He couldn't stop having sex with other people.
All right, get your calls in a minute here. I want to tell you December 31st. Now, John, I'm not sure if you are into this or not, but it's just been announced that Cobra Kai will return for its third season on December 31st. Happy New Year's!
I'm not fully up to speed. I watched the first season, but there's two or three other seasons, right?
No, this will be season... Oh, no, it'll be season four. You're right. This is season four. Strike first, strike hard, no mercy! Now, who do you like? Do you like Martin Cove or do you like Eagle Fang?
Well, when the part I'm added in is there's only really one, like Martin Cove is the bad guy.
Correct. He's the bad guy.
Does another
What
bad
happens
guy?
Is Billy Lawrence and Ralph Macchio and William Zabka team up and they form Eagle Fang.
Johnny Lawrence, not Billy Lawrence.
Johnny Lawrence, yeah. That's great. Bergman, do you watch Cobra
Kai? Love it. I love it. I've seen every season, every episode. It's fantastic.
So friggin' good. So friggin' fun.
Definitely, you got to go Eagle Fang, of course.
I love
You're
watching.
You're a kickboxer, Funch.
I love watching Cobra Kai. And I want to look like Martin Cove when I'm 70.
Yeah, he does look good.
Like he's 70. I think he's like 70-something.
Yeah, he does look good. He does look good. So Ralph Macchio returns, William Zabka, Martin Cove, they all come back December the 31st for season four of Cobra Kai. And Netflix does it the right way. Like, I will probably finish Cobra Kai by the time New Year's Day is over.
That fast?
That fast. I will just chew right through that. All right. The other thing. Okay. So let's go back to the phone. We're talking about AD and whether or not AD is a guy that can carry you to a title the way Giannis can carry a team to a title the way he did last year. Let's go to Andrew in Orange County. Andrew, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, John. Hey, Mason. How you guys doing?
Hi, everything's great.
I love you guys' show. And usually, I usually agree with John Ireland, but I have to go on Mason on this. And I think, John, you're not getting Mason's point. I'm a diehard Laker fan. What Mason's trying to say is that Anthony Davis he's an elite talent, but he's not on that elite level like a Curry or Giannis or Kevin Durant. They could just take a franchise to the finals.
Right, but those guys, Andrew, those guys are incredibly hard to find. And so Mason's arguing that, you know, basically Mason's question is, why isn't AD Giannis? And because Giannis is not playing with LeBron. LeBron is, you know,
But I'm going further. I'm saying AD is not Giannis.
Right, but you're saying, why isn't he, right? You want him to be that.
Yeah, a lot of people on Twitter, by the way, saying he's a great Robin, but he's not a Batman.
But he's never been asked to be a Batman on the Lakers. When he got here, LeBron was already here.
He's Pippen. He's not Jordan.
But when Jordan left, that's when we found out what Pippen was. AD hasn't had that opportunity yet. I don't know how else I can explain this to you guys. He's incredibly rare. A guy who can guard all five positions.
100% agree.
Elite defensive player who can give you 25 and 10 a night. And your complaint about him is, but he can't lead you to a title by himself.
Correct. He needs a top five player with him in order to win a title.
Durant couldn't win a title by himself. And Durant is one of those top five players. Durant had to go to Golden State to get a title and play with Curry. Most titles go to guys who team up with another elite player.
He needs a top five player, and Giannis does not. Giannis can do it with a couple of top 20 players.
Right.
I would say Middleton maybe lower top 10, Drew Holiday somewhere between 10 and 20. I think AD needs a top five player with him to win
a championship. Right, but Giannis may be the only guy who fits that description in the league right now. I mean, Curry can't do it. Harden can't do it.
I know. Looks like Curry's kind of doing it.
Wait a minute. So
aren't they aren't they 19-2 or 19-3?
Yeah, but they just lost to Phoenix. They played.
Didn't he win a title with previous to Draymond? Of course he did. He won title previous to Draymond.
One, yeah, with Clay and Draymond.
With Clay and Draymond, but he did do it without KD.
Yeah, but using your argument, he didn't lead him to that title. As a matter of fact, the Finals MVP was Iguodala. You know, he didn't. It's not.
Well, that was because of a bunch of intangible stuff.
Right, but I'm just saying, your argument is you want a player.
I got breaking news. Play the breaking news sounder. This is new information. That certainly doesn't sound like it, but okay. Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news here on 710 ESPN. ESPN is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And it's the home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons. Shams Charania now reporting, just in, Lakers star LeBron James has been cleared from health and safety protocols to return tomorrow night versus
Whoa.
The Clippers after testing positive, but since registering multiple negative COVID-19 tests.
So that something fishy going on thing was exactly what we thought.
He had a positive test.
It sounds like a
false
positive.
And that put him into health and safety protocol. Since then, has had two negative COVID tests and now will play tomorrow night. And we won't have to deal without him for the next 10 days or 21 days or whatever that is.
Wow, that's big news, great news. And that, by the way, so what happened? Probably a false positive?
Yeah, had to be a false positive, right? I mean, they definitely, you know, the testing isn't foolproof, right? There are some false positives, some false negatives. That's why they have to do multiple tests.
Well, here's the theory. So is it possible this happened? I'm speculating, but okay. So LeBron gets pulled for the Sacramento game.
Right.
Against sent home, okay? Didn't fly home with us.
Correct. Sent home private, yep.
He gets home, does a COVID test, because these results are fairly quick.
Yes.
Flies home, gets a COVID test. The test is negative. Sends out a
then
tweet.
Then tweets out something fishy
going on.
On.
Doesn't that seem to make sense?
Yeah, then tweets out something fishy going on. Then takes another COVID test 24 hours later, which would be today, tests negative again, and that's why he's been cleared. Just putting dots together. Just, you know, you got to put the dots together.
What's weird is that, you know, the Lakers have been a fully vaccinated, like, nobody's had COVID since Dennis Schroeder last year.
Correct.
So it would be highly unusual for like, one player to get it. Like, you would think, okay.
It would be like the Dallas Cowboys,
right.
Mike McCarthy and a bunch of his coaches and all that. Say eight
right.
people
like
down there.
Right, like, there was some reason that COVID infiltrated the system. But for one guy to get it on the road when we're all together, when we've got 60 of us traveling together, and only one guy gets it, that was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, that is weird. Something definitely fishy. Something fishy. So LeBron is back for tomorrow night against the Clippers. That game just got better. By the way, they took it off the national TV thing because they wanted to show Phoenix and – because there was no LeBron and they wanted to show Phoenix and Golden State again. So it's not an ESPN.
Yeah, but
game
that's
now.
I think a lot of people watch Phoenix and Golden State. That's a great
metric.
Oh, yeah.
Metric, yeah, too. Absolutely.
But I want to talk to you about this thing, this campaign you're on to say that AD is a supplementary superstar, however, complementary, whatever word you used.
Yeah, complementary superstar.
Who was the superstar on the 80s Lakers between Magic, Kareem, and Worthy?
They were co-superstars.
So why can't the Lakers be that?
What I'm saying is Anthony Davis needs a top five player.
Well, so did Magic and Kareem and Worthy need
Giannis,
each other?
Giannis didn't.
Right, but is there another player that fits that description?
You know what?
Durant never won it without another star. The last guy to do it before Giannis, and by the way, I thought Giannis' performance in the finals last year might have been the greatest finals performance of
yes.
all time. I mean, the only other guy that compares to that is probably the last time it happened when Dirk put his team on his back, and he had a bunch of aging all-stars.
Yeah, he, you know,
he had
Jason
Sean
Terry,
Marion
like
and
yeah.
Jason Kidd and, you know, those guys. But it very rarely happens. The the thing you're labeling Anthony Davis for, that he can't do it by himself, I would argue that that's 90% of the league.
Is he a top five player?
Well, let's do it. Best player in the league, Giannis. Who would you take? Okay, so you have the first pick. You take Giannis, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take Durant. Who's you get the next pick. Who do you want?
I'll take Steph.
Okay, I'll take LeBron.
I'll take Luka.
You take Luka before AD?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't be the one to point this out normally, but if Michael were here,
yep,
Michael would say Luka is overweight. Well, and he would say that Luka only plays one end of the floor. Okay.
Okay. So I'm sticking by my position.
Okay, then I'll take AD.
I would take Luka.
Then I'll take AD.
You wouldn't take Harden.
No, God, no. Harden doesn't play any defense.
Who are we missing, Bergman?
Jokic is the one we're missing.
Oh, Jokic is fantastic.
Did you say Steph already?
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay. I
but
Steph
I thought Mason
three.
Was going to take Jokic where he took Luka.
Yeah, Jokic is great. Jokic is great.
But
he's on my fantasy team. Talk about a guy that fills up a box score. My
right,
God.
But even Jokic hasn't even gotten his team to the finals, and he's an unbelievable player.
Yeah, so he's got some injury stuff going on, too.
If AD averages 25 and 10, and the thing to what, Mace, I know, and I'm not pointing you and saying you're the one falling into the trap here, but I think people in general fall into this trap. It doesn't matter if AD averages 35 and 20. If the Lakers don't fix their defense.
Oh, yes, it does.
Wait a minute. If the Lakers don't fix their defense, they're going to be 500 anyway.
Sure. Absolutely.
And yeah. He's the whole key to their defense.
Yes.
He's the guy that is going to determine whether or not their defense is elite or not. So if he's first team all defense, then we got something. Because offensively, the Lakers can score.
All right, John, the funniest thing I heard all day, Juan played this for me this morning. Seth Rogen was on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night. And Seth, by the way, was at the – did you ever watch the Adele concert at the Griffith Observatory?
That was the one that was in the CBS special?
Yes.
I have it on my iPad, but I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, every big star was there.
Okay.
Including Seth Rogen. Hit it, Funch. No.
I was there. I was in the front row of the Adele concert. And that is as surprising to me as anyone because I had no idea I was attending the taping of an Adele television special at all. The whole time I'm like just trying to look cool, which is not like a healthy thought to have. And for me, at an Adele, it was hard for me to look cool because I'm uncomfortable. I'm too close. I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio behind me thinking like, did Seth Rogen write Rolling in the Deep? Is that why he's so close? And then me and my wife are like, okay, maybe we can just kind of like slink into the background, you know, like, yeah. Like we'll just sit in the back. It's fine. So we go up to the desk and they give us our tickets and our seat numbers literally are 1A and 1B. And I'm like, oh no.
It doesn't get bigger. Like,
that sounds close.
Do you know Adele?
I've never met it. I don't know Adele. And if Adele, you're watching this, why did you do that?
There is Seth Rogen who wound up in the front row of the Adele concert. I don't know how they picked. Every single celebrity was there. It was all famous people in the audience.
Yeah, by the way, if they gave me tickets 1A and 1B to Adele,
yep.
Lisa would not hesitate for a moment. She would immediately run to seat 1A and forget my name and watch Adele. That is the effect Adele has.
Now, you would go see Adele, though, right?
I would, yes. I think she's great. But she has some type of collective hold on the consciousness of America. I mean, and by the way, it's not age specific.
No.
Teenage girls like her, like people 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
Yeah,
old
I mean, I was listening
like
to Kiss
her.
FM, which is like a teenager station, really music station, and they're playing Adele. Everybody's playing Adele. You can flip around the dial. Like K-Rock, I think, is playing Adele now. Everybody's finding a way to play Adele.
By the way, question for you about Giannis from my friend Kelvin.
Okay. Is it Kelvin Washington?
No, it's Kelvin Gamble.
Okay. Hey, Kelvin, what's up, dude?
Giannis is awesome. But don't you think he had a bit of luck playing against the Nets without Kyrie and Harden?
There's always luck involved.
Do you,
in
but do you think Giannis would have made the finals? Remember, if Durant would have pulled his toe back, then the Nets would have beat him without Kyrie and Harden. So a lot of it's injuries too, right?
Like, of course. I mean, I think there's luck involved in.
Do you agree with
virtually
me that the
every
Laker,
championship?
Do you agree with me that the Lakers would have beaten the Suns in that playoff series had AD not gotten hurt? They were up 2-1 when AD went down.
Yeah, probably.
Right. So then we're talking. Probably. We're singing a different tune today.
Yeah, but was LeBron hurt then?
No.
LeBron,
I mean,
was healthy.
Playing, he was playing. No, well, no, I wouldn't say healthy. Remember, they said that if he was any other player, he would have shut it down.
He had like a groin thing going on, right?
Yeah. By the way, McMenamin says that LeBron has had 8 COVID tests since the one in Sacramento that was positive. They've all been negative, proving that the one in Sacramento was a false positive, and that's why he's being allowed. I'll read McMenamin's tweet. LeBron has been tested rigorously since returning to L.A. from Sacramento. 8 COVID tests since Saturday, all which have come back negative. His test in Sacramento was a false positive, and he's returning to the court Friday against the Clippers.
All right, there you have it. Friday night, tomorrow night.
Why hasn't anyone else been hit with it? I agree with LeBron. There's something fishy going on.
There's something fishy going on. All right, coming up next for you, the Fez is going to be with us. Some gambling advice, and then at 3:30, did Ireland – where is Ireland's lie? I have to believe he's already told it. What was his lie? I've got an idea. I've got an idea. If you have an idea – you can
good
jump
prize.
On the phones right now. Go ahead and line up. 877-710-ESPN. We're going to do it in about 15 minutes. Somebody is going to win a pair of tickets for Christmas Day at the Crypto.com Arena to see the Lakers versus the Brooklyn Nets. 877-710-ESPN. Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are many, many gambling experts, I use that in air quotes, around the world. There's only one who is the best on the planet, and that is Steve Fizik, the Fez. Fez, what are you doing, man?
Same as I do every day. I'm gambling for a living, living the dream. Just got back from playing some blackjack.
Yeah,
I love it.
How'd you play? How'd you play?
I always think I play well, but I'm a card counter, so I won.
Whoa, stop right there. You're a card counter?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Advantage players, poker, blackjack. Got
now,
a 9
Fez,
against a 7.
Fez,
yeah.
Where do you find I assume if you're counting cards, you've found a place that'll let you play single deck, right?
No, card counter. If you can count one deck, you can count 6 decks. You hear people say, I can count single deck, but I can't count more. That is a lie. If you can count one deck, you can count 12
really?
Decks because you're only keeping one number in your deck in your head, plus one, minus one, plus one. Cumulative number, running counts, plus 16. There are 6 decks remaining. 16 divided by 6, that's the true count. A little bit above plus 2, you have the edge.
Wow.
Now Fez, if somebody comes to, because this happens to me all the time. Let's say you're, and I read Beat the Dealer, and I've tried to count cards, but then I'll be sitting there, and then some drunk girl will sit down, or some drunk guy will sit down, and he'll be in the last seat, and he'll do something really stupid, like he'll split tens. And when you get that, if you get a player at the table that's not playing by the book, do you ride it out or do you get up and leave?
Oh, I ride it out because it's just as likely to help you as it is to hurt you. And by the way, I am that drunk that occasionally splits yeah. tens. If the true count is plus 5, a pair of tens against a 5 or 6 is actually correct to split. Kind of makes sense. If there's nothing left but a pinochle deck, all you're going to do is keep peeling off tens and aces and nines, and you're going to win more money.
All right,
so,
Fez,
one last thing on this subject. If they find out you're counting, don't they take you behind the casino and break your legs?
In casino, maybe, but it's 2021, and all the suits run the joints now. And really, to win playing blackjack, you need to have a good act. You have to look like you are an idiot and you don't know what you're doing. And so I seem to be particularly good at that.
Oh, nice. Mason and I can do that. I'll tell you what. If you need two guys to look like idiots who don't know what they're doing, you've found your guys. That is an excellent fit. Hey, Mace,
I have a friend who, when he has 16 against a 10, he actually flips a coin in terms of what his decision should be. And, of course, he makes his decision based upon what the running count is, whether he hits or stands. And he pretends, like he likes to joke, if he flips a head, he stands. If he flips a tail, he stands whenever he has a big bet, 16 against a 10.
Wow. All right, so, Fez, big game tonight, Cowboys at the Saints on Thursday Night Football. The Cowboys have 8 COVID cases. I still haven't heard if Alvin Kamara is in or out. I assume he's out.
And new quarterback.
And Taysom Hill playing quarterback for the Saints. So a lot of weird variables. I'm on pregame.com right now. It opened at -5, Cowboys by 5. It now says Cowboys by 6.5. What's the right side of that game in your opinion?
I'm going to give you the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay.
So the ugly, I gave out to my clients the Saints +5.5 early in the week with all the COVID issues for Dallas. And then the bad, the injury report, the Saints are down 3 linemen, and Kamara's not playing. So the line has steamed up to 6.5, so I feel rather stupid having given out an early +5.5. The good on the game, I would say, is the first half under 23. I think that's a solid play. Both teams tend to start very slowly, conservatively, and with these injuries to the Saints O-line, and Taysom Hill is not exactly going to beat you going deep. I think probably play an under 23 first half, and I think go ahead and make that probably your biggest bet. On CeeDee Lamb over 63 reception yards, I think Cooper will be reduced his usage off of COVID. So CeeDee Lamb should be the man tonight over 63.5 reception yards.
All right, my Los Angeles Rams. I'm a season ticket holder. I'm a huge Rams fan. We've lost 3 in a row. But we get to come home at SoFi Stadium and play the lowly Jacksonville Jaguars, but it is a really big number. What do you think of that game?
If you had to play it, I would lay it. I think the Rams will crush the Jaguars. The Jaguars have 2 wins. Both of them were rather fortunate. Barely beat Buffalo, barely beat Miami in London when their kicker made 2 55-yard field goals. They're a very bad team. And the Rams are a good team on a bad run that just ran into Green Bay in 35 degrees and things didn't go their way. So if you're going to play it, I would lay the 13.
Fez, the one bet that sticks out to me, and you'll be able to tell me, that doesn't make a lot of sense, is the Eagles, who aren't good, but they're not terrible, at the Jets, who are terrible, and you can get the Eagles and only give 6.5. Eagles seem like a pretty good bet there to me. You agree?
I do agree, and I love the spot. So the Eagles went to the same stadium at the Giants, outplayed the Giants, -4 in turnovers. That's why they lost by 6 points. If they didn't have those turnovers, they would have won by 10, and the spread would be 8. But because they lost that game straight up, now we only have to lay 6.5 against the god-awful Jets that finally got a win. There's no home field for the Jets. There'll be a ton of Eagle fans there. Eagles win by 10. I like Eagles. -6.5.
Okay, we have 2 other local teams. First of all, the Chargers are getting 3 points at Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. What's the right side of that game?
I think the Chargers are the right side. These two teams in my power ratings, I got them stacked 1 against each other. Cincinnati 12, Chargers 13. So almost equal. Cincy's home field's not worth more than 2 points. It's not like it's going to be frigid cold. This is not going to be the Ice Bowl of 1983? Somewhere around there, -59 degrees wind chill. So Chargers with the better coach, much better quarterback, comparable teams, going to be a field goal game. If we lose by field goal, we push. If we win by field goal, we win. Take the Chargers.
And you know every Sunday, John Ireland paints his face silver and black because he's a Raiders
That's
fan.
Right.
Raiders, I see it -2.5. What do you have, and what do you think of the game against Washington?
It was -2.5. It is dropping. It's down to -1.5 in some spots. I assume this is because Waller probably isn't going to play, and he's so important to the Raiders. But the spot is really good for the Raiders. Raiders, 10 days to prepare. Season reinvigorated. They're talking playoffs. Playoffs?
Playoffs?
The Washington football team, I believe, is actually in the playoffs right now in the NFC picture. But But they only have 5.5 days to prepare off of a very close Monday night win, have to fly cross-country. The Raiders still have a nice home field advantage. Even if Waller doesn't play, I expect the Raiders to win.
All right, Fez, you may have hit it already. You didn't mention it if you did, but what's your best bet for the week?
This is an ugly one, gentlemen.
Okay.
The Seattle Seahawks catching 3.5. I get it. They've looked horrible.
Fez.
But Russell Wilson is slowly getting better off of his finger injury. The bottom line is, the reason I really like this, San Francisco's a team that tends to collapse when their best playmaker is out. Think about when Kittle was out and how bad that offense got.
Yeah.
Deebo Samuel has been an absolute stud at wide receiver all year long, running the ball, catching the ball, catching great yards per catch averages, and they got nothing behind him. He is out. Because of that, the offense will be pedestrian. I don't think they can pull away. 22-21, not sure who wins. I'll take Seattle plus the 3.5. My best bet of the week.
That's the best bet. I hope they beat San Francisco. San Francisco's just a game behind us in the NFC West. So I'm rooting for Seattle in that game. All right. Hey, Fez, thank you very much, man. Have a great weekend. Happy gambling. Keep on counting.
Wish me luck. I'm in the Circa Millions contest. I'm in 39th place out of 4,000. First place pays $1 million.
Oh, Fez, good luck. I'm sending all my Irish luck your way, Fez. Go get them.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Fez. All right, so now it's time. Wow. So it's lie of the day time.
You think you
got it?
It's
Ireland's lie. I think I have it.
Bergman, you think you got it?
I think maybe, but
Fudge,
I'm not feeling good.
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. So if you can sniff out John Ireland's lie from the past 2.5 hours, you've got a chance right now to win tickets to be Christmas Day at Crypto.com Arena, Lakers versus the Brooklyn Nets, the Christmas Day game. But you got to know what John Ireland's lie was today. You have to have listened to the show to know it. 877-710-ESPN. Then we got Game of Games coming up after that. It's my game today. Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN. That's right. It's the Mega Block. You can put Mega in front of anything. Mega Block, Mega Station, Mega Giveaway right now. A pair of tickets to be at Crypto.com Arena for Christmas Day, Lakers versus Nets. Now, at some point today, Ireland told a lie. I think I know what it is. Bergman, do you know?
I'm going between two, and I think they're both wrong.
Okay, and Funch, you got no idea, right?
No idea.
Okay, I think I've nailed it. But it's somebody on the phones that's going to win the mega prize. So let's pick a number from 1 to 10, John.
Let's go, in honor of Carmelo Anthony, number 7.
Number 7 is Joshua in L.A. Joshua, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Everything's good.
Hi, Joshua.
So you think you know the lie of the day?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, what do you got?
Hope you get it. What do you got?
Was it your fantasy trade, Daryl Henderson for Travis Kelce?
I'm
no.
sorry, Joshua, that it was not the lie of the day.
I actually saw that on our site.
Daryl Henderson for Travis Kelce. I'm sorry. Thanks you for playing.
Thank you. All right, 1 to 10, John.
Number 4.
Number 4 is Alfonso in Santa Ana. Alfonso, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, Alfonso.
Good, man. So you think you know the lie?
Yeah.
Let's get it, Alfonso. Knock it out. What do you got?
So the lie is that Anthony Davis, the basketball player, is not a piano artist.
Alfonso?
Yes.
That is 100% correct.
Yes.
I threw out all sorts of weird AD trivia. He does have a twin sister. He does have another sister that played for the Globetrotters. He did grow 8 inches between the end of his freshman year and the start of his junior year. He did go to a high school that has no gym. But he did not put on a piano concert, Alfonso. And you ciphered through all the BS, and you're going to Lakers Nets on Christmas Day.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations, man. It's going to be a big day, a big game. When was the last time you were at a Lakers game, Alfonso?
About 3 years ago when Lonzo first came here.
Well, now you get to watch here. LeBron and AD. Have fun, man.
Thanks, Alfonso. Thank Thanks for listening, man. We appreciate you.
And for those of you who have not heard the news, LeBron is back in.
Yeah.
There was something fishy going on with that first test. And as it turns out, it was a false positive. He's been tested, according to our buddy Dave McMenamin, 8 times since we got back from Sacramento.
Can't be too sure.
And they've all been negative, all 8. So he's in tomorrow night against the Clippers.
So I'm going to I've got vacation coming up in December.
Shocking.
Wait a minute. I've not taken a vacation since August. So let's – this is a mega vacation. And I am I'm going to Costa Rica. And the thing is, you have to have a negative test to get back into the country.
Well, don't use the people that LeBron used.
No, exactly. Exactly.
You guys don't know what they're doing.
All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is my game today. Bergman leads the month 2-0. Bergman has been winning too many games.
No. Incorrect. Don't
give
him.
Oh, is it 1-1?
Yeah, I won yesterday.
Okay. So
yeah, it was
Bergman
my game yesterday.
He can't. Don't give him his own games. He doesn't need the help.
Okay. Bergman
He's
won
the reigning
Ireland
champion.
One in the month of December so far. It is my game today, and we will do it next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. That's right. It is Game of Games time, and it is brought to you by the Culture Pop Podcast. You can go to Spotify or iTunes, Spotify or Apple Podcasts and check it out today. I just threw that out there.
Why not?
Sponsor. All right, so we're going to play around. You know what? I love this game because I love writing it. We're going to play Mason and Ireland Jeopardy, which is my personal favorite game. John, you can play. Bergman, you play. And Funch, you can play. Have you ever been here for one of the games, Funch?
A long time ago, but yeah.
Long time ago. All right.
Now, do I have to answer in the form of a question?
Answer in the form of a question. I'm going to be very, very strict about it.
Okay.
7 questions. Bergman, you ready?
I'm ready to go, yeah.
All right. Number one. Star Elijah Wood is in pursuit of a magical ring.
Greg.
Greg.
Lord of the Rings. What is Lord of the Rings? The Two Kings.
I can't give you credit for it because you first
All
answered
right.
it. Not
Finish
in the, form
the
of
question.
A- Star Elijah Wood is in pursuit of a magical ring in the film adaptation of this J.R.R. Tolkien. John?
What is the Lord of the Rings?
What is Lord of the Rings? Exactly. Bergman, you blew that one.
I absolutely did.
Number two, it's always Steve Mason's order at Popeyes.
Ireland. What are two?
Greg.
Bergman.
What is a spicy chicken sandwich?
What is a spicy chicken sandwich is exactly the answer.
Anyway. Okay.
Number three, perched on Mount Lee here in Los Angeles, this global symbol of glamour, hopes, and dreams in show business is spelled
John.
Out.
Greg,
big,
oh, dang it.
Who got there first, John?
John did.
Yeah, John.
What is the Hollywood sign?
What is the Hollywood sign is correct. Yeah, spelled out in big white letters. John 2, Bergman 1, Funch, as Stu Lance would say, yet to scratch. Number four. This NFL quarterback has thrown 5 interceptions in his last 3
John.
Games.
Greg.
No!
No, John got it. John
oh,
got it.
Oh, John. Sorry, John.
Who is Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, and his team has lost 3 in a row. John takes a commanding 3-1 lead over Bergman. And Funch,
see, I'm honest, John.
Yet.
That was very – well, that was clear, too.
Okay,
we,
number
if
five.
If we would have gone to the replay, I would have been victorious.
Number five. If something is easy to do, it's
John.
A Pete – John?
What is a piece of cake?
Oh, Ireland, yes.
Yeah, I think he's got it already. Yeah,
if no, something geez. Is easy to do, it's a piece of one of these. What is a piece of cake? Yes.
Yes.
Number six. Shh. All right. Her songs include Rumor Has It.
Greg.
John.
Greg was there
I think
first.
Greg got me.
Who is Adele?
Who is Adele is correct, yes. Rumor has it, set fire to the rain, someone like you, and go easy on me. Ireland, you've locked this one up, so this one is just for fun.
Yes, but I want to keep Funches scoreless so he walks away in shame.
Shame.
Come on, Bergman, let's get him.
Shame.
Number seven, this NFL wide receiver is number three.
John.
John?
Who is Larry Fitzgerald?
No. You get the rest of the question.
Thank you.
This NFL wide receiver is number three on the all-time receiving touchdowns list.
Funch. Randy Moss?
No. All-time receiving touchdowns list, and gave his Pro Football Hall of Fame acceptance speech at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga.
Oh, jeez. Greg, do you know it?
I don't know it.
John again.
John.
Who is Terrell Owens?
Who is Terrell Owens? Yeah. Absolutely right. Yeah, wouldn't go to Canton, did his speech at University of Tennessee, Chattanooga.
Oh, that's
all
right.
We'll do the tiebreaker just for fun. How many, closest without going over on this, how many career touchdown receptions did Terrell Owens have in his career? Start with John.
I'm going to say, I think Jerry Rice is number one with 200. I'm going to say T.O. had 150.
150. Bergman.
Ooh, it's right around there. 151.
151.
Oh, screw
Funch.
You.
I'll say 170.
52. No, say 150.
Yeah.
Funch. God, you are such a rookie, Funch.
Funch, you had it.
The correct answer is 153.
Yeah. Oh, you would have taken
right
it, too.
For you.
Funch, all you needed was 152.
Shame.
As an answer.
And you get everything from 152 to 200.
Shame. And that's the owner from Ted Lasso saying shame, right? Babe?
Shame, it is. That's Rebecca, I think. Hannah Waddington is the actress, was shame. The shame actress. Shame. You know, I actually, when I went to Croatia, I went to this town called Dubrovnik, and it's where they shot much of Game of Thrones. It's a very ancient-looking city. And I stood in the same spot that the shame lady did. And would put pictures side by side, and it was the exact same spot. It was really cool. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, Dubrovnik in Croatia is like where they shot the whole damn thing, or a lot of the stuff. It's beautiful. Croatia's fan. Have you ever been to Croatia, John?
No, sir.
Tell you what, that is a beautiful place. That is a beautiful place.
Hey, Bergman, how much mythical money do I have?
You have, I think, 70 right around there. I can
All
get
right.
it.
I need to make a big move here.
You do.
So, Greg.
Big move.
Yes.
40K.
Oh, God. Here's the parlay.
No, it's not a parlay.
Ooh.
I just want to get over 100 grand, and then I might be able to catch it.
Yeah, you're at, by the way, mythical money totals. Bergman is at 219. Ireland is at 70. Jorge is at 106.
116. 116 for Jorge.
116. Right. Oh. And I am at zero.
Okay.
40K. Got it.
40K on Mason's quarterback. Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
Lay the 6.5 at the Jets.
Ooh, all right.
40K. That's
40K going big. Good for you, John.
That would put me at 110, and I can see you in the distance.
Normally, John Ireland just says, I'll put $25 in a parlay. I'll take
$5. Come on.
Seahawks minus three.
But wait till you see the parlays I come up with at the end if Bergman's way ahead of me. I will. I'll put a 20-game parlay in there if I have to.
I just sent you 30K.
This whole month is interesting because, John, you're going to miss some shows. I'm going to miss some shows. Bergman, are you taking any vacation?
I have vacation. I never take it.
Yeah, your management. Jorge missed today. There's going to be fill-in guys. Momo's going to fill in. Funch is going to fill in. Funch is going to fill in from time to time. Brian Kamenetsky is going to be here. Michael Thompson can win a game. Is Michael doing the game tomorrow?
He is.
Oh,
yeah. Michael will be in tomorrow, and he'll do the game. And by the way, the big breaking news today is LeBron is back already. He'll play against the Clippers tomorrow night. He has cleared virus protocols. The test in Sacramento that put him into health and safety protocols turned out to be a false positive, which now makes perfect sense, Mace, why he tweeted there's something fishy going on here. Because my guess is that was probably after three or four negative tests. And he must have thought, what in the world? But you know what? It didn't hurt the Lakers because they won the game without him. That's the game that AD and Westbrook took over in Sacramento and they got it done.
Well, tomorrow night we get to see him at full strength. And by the way, we need more games where all three guys play because they have not yet. They're batting about .500 with all three guys on the floor. They're batting about .500, period. They're batting about .500 with LeBron. Well, they're batting about .500 without LeBron. Isn't it close to that?
Yeah, and there's a stretch of games here for about 18 days where they don't play any team that you would say is a title contender, you know, that would the Phoenix comes in on the 21st. But until then, it's all games against teams that you wouldn't pick to win the title. So they have a chance to get healthy here if they can figure it out.
So I want to mention this because, I'm a big Scott Kaplan guy. yesterday, Scott Kaplan, they did a whole segment on how Scott Kaplan likes wearing a robe. And, you know, it inspired me to get a robe out of my closet, and I wore a robe last night. Robes are very underrated.
Who do you think you are? Hugh Hefner?
Very underrated. A robe is an underrated thing. Like, he's right. When you go to a hotel, don't you put the robe on?
No. I never touch it. I don't know where that robe's been.
That robe is as clean as the towels are.
Well, I have to use the towels, right? I don't have to use the robes.
Right. I wore my robe last night. I wore it in honor of Scott Kaplan. I think he makes a lot of sense on the show. He makes a lot of sense on that Kaplan and Sedano show, which is coming up next for you. We are back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Make sure you're here. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.